Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Apostle E.J. Melvin, and I am your Marketplace Apostle. I'm coming to you live from the studio at Waves of Glory on blogtalkradio.com. And once again, good morning. It is a wonderful day in the kingdom of God. I am thanking him and praising him for life and that more abundantly. He is a great God and greatly to be praised. Father, we bless you this morning and we just extol your praises throughout the whole earth. You are good, and there is none beside you. Hallelujah. I just had to take that little praise break this morning. Listen, we're going to be talking today about the Day of the Woman. We're still in the series on women. We bless you, my sisters, in the Lord this morning. Our topic today for a few short moments is the power of submission. The power of submission. This is another controversial topic in the body of Christ today because the term submission is most often used and directed towards women. What does the Bible really say about submission in the light of what we've been learning in our series on the Day of the Woman? So we're going to go back into the Bible for the answers, for direction, and for instructions. And I believe that God is going to set the captive minds free today and open prison doors for them that are bound. Hallelujah. First of all, I just want to take a look at a few scriptures. And I was looking to see exactly what does that word submit mean. And let's go to Colossians 3:18. We know that when women and men get married and there's an argument or there's some type of conversation around submission, it always arises. And it doesn't matter if the man is saved or not, whether he even goes to church or not. Somehow, somewhere, someone has given him a verse of scripture that says, "Wives, submit yourself to your own husbands." Amen. But the problem with that is many times the men who are quoting that particular scripture either do not quote the whole verse or they quote the verse and forget the verse that follows. And so we're going to just take the whole roll this morning. We're going to eat the whole roll. Glory be to God. Colossians 3:18 says, "Wives, submit to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord." That word there, submit, means to be subject, to place or rank under, and to obey. In society years ago when we did the wedding vows, preacher would have that in the vows, that about to obey. But then we became liberated, and we no longer hear that term in the wedding vows when he's speaking to the wife to be, that she is going to submit to her husband and to obey, to love, to honor, to cherish. Yes, indeed. So because we, I don't know exactly why we took it out, but society as a whole evolved, even though we may have evolved incorrectly, we did indeed evolve and felt that that word obey was derogatory in some kind of way. But when I continue to read in the lexicon about the word submit, it means I put myself under your authority or protection. So I first want you to understand that submission is not a bad thing. Submission is not a yielding of power. Submission is simply a humbling of oneself and bringing your own self subject to another's power and or authority. And you're going to like that in just a few moments when we get right down to it. Because it's this scripture, this verse of scripture says, as is fitting in the Lord. Amen? So here in Colossians 3:18, the word Lord is a capital L, and it's talking about the lordship of Jesus Christ. But when you define what lordship is, and when you understand that we are to deal with God not in a religious manner but in a covenant manner, we find that we are talking kingdom when we say Lord. So the word Lord means possessor, owner. So when you receive the title of Lord, you receive not only a title of ownership or possessor or steward, you also receive the responsibility that comes with the title Lord. Now, David said in the Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So here we're going to begin to see the responsibility of Lord brings in quite a few things. We see that the shepherd is responsible for the care of those under his authority. He is responsible for shelter. He is responsible for food. He is responsible for protection. Everything that the sheep get from a shepherd, you are supposed to get from your Lord, small L, which is your husband. The scriptures let us know that Sarah called Abraham Lord, small L. And the reason she did that is that she was bringing her own self under subjection to his authority as the head. We're going to talk about the head as well. But before we run away and leave Colossians chapter 3, following verse 18, verse 19 says, husbands, love your wives and do not be embittered against them. Now, that word love means the highest spiritual affection. I know we think it means romantic affection, but it means the highest spiritual affection because it is supposed to be even as Christ loved the church. We're going to find that when we back up and go into the book of Ephesians, that the husband is to love highest spiritual affection, the wife, even as Christ loved the church. Now, I like Gill's exposition on the Bible here. When he talks about this particular verse 19, he expounds it this way and says, and be not bitter against them, turning love into hatred of their persons, ruling with rigor and in a tyrannical manner, behaving towards them in a morose, churlish and ill-natured way, giving them either bitter words or blows and denying them their affection, care, provision, protection, assistance. My goodness. Hallelujah. He says, all which is barbarous, brutish and unchristian. If the husband is treating the wife in this manner and is denying her affection, care, provision, protection and assistance. So in order to be a husband, you have got to take on the responsibility of Lord. If you want a wife to submit and bring herself in subjection to your authority, then you have got to come rise up and take responsibility for everything concerning her. This is the word of the Lord, and we're reading it right out of the Bible. So listen, ladies, this is why it's important not to get head over heels with a man because of his physical attributes. I know he's fine like wine and all of that. He's smooth in the face and slim in the waist, but can he carry you? Can he care for you? Can he make provision and protection? Can he assist you in who God created you to be? If he does not have these characteristics, then he is not a candidate for husband material, no matter how fine he is. We're going to continue to hammer that point home as we continue here. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22. Wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands as you do to the Lord. There's the word again with the capital L. For the husband is the head of the wife, is the head of the church, he himself being the savior of the body. Now here we see again the responsibility that is coming on Christ as head of the church. He doesn't get to browbeat the church. He doesn't get to belittle her. He doesn't get to abuse and mistreat her. But he himself begins to sacrifice himself for her, to love her, to cherish her, to honor her, to uplift her, to be sacrificial on her behalf. This is the picture of the perfect husband. So he is responsible. When you think about the head of the household, the IRS in America gives us certain tax benefits to the person who is the head of the household, because the head is responsible for everybody that's under the roof. So the, to be the head means to be responsible for, to provide for, to protect, to be a savior, to sacrifice self for, and to suffer in her stead. If you ladies are choosing men once again because of their outward extremities of their appearance before you, you are in for trouble. You are in for a rude awakening. You are in for some type of relationship in a marriage that you are not able to carry. Listen, our divorce rate is running neck and neck with the divorce rate of people in the world, because we are choosing our mate through the same methodology that women in the world are choosing a mate. And yes, ladies, we do have to choose. A man may find you, but you don't have to choose him. So don't get caught up in the a man who finds a good wife, finds a good thing, and obtains favor of the Lord. Once a man finds the good wife has the ability, the option, the opportunity to say yes or no. And many have said no to the man that God has sent to them, and they are still without a mate today because they are looking for something not according to the plan of God. I hope you hear me today. We're going to get to the power of submission. We got about 4 minutes here. This thing is too big to just kind of rush over. I need you to get it down in your spirit what the word submit means. And when you submit, when you bring yourself under the rank and the authority of this husband, don't quit when he gets upset or he's not fulfilling his duties. The thing we want to do is run to the office of the divorce lawyer and say, I want a divorce. But don't make a permanent decision over temporary circumstances. There are still reasons to stay in a marriage unless, and I do say unless, you are being brutalized, like Gill's exposition says. You're being battered, you're being beaten, you're being emotionally battered. Then it's time to get out. Yes, I know I'm talking about divorce. God hates divorce, but he also hates abuse. Amen. Let's say amen to that word. Do not stay in a relationship where you're being abused and your children are being abused. Okay, what happens when you submit to the right one? Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. When we think of submission, we've got to now turn our attention to God and say in James 4:7, when you submit to God, you submit to all of who he is. This means you humble yourself and come under the umbrella of his authority, just like with a husband. You're going to humble yourself and take what you have, your power, your authority, your dominion that was given you by God. You're going to bring it under the umbrella of his authority. And then when the enemy comes in like a flood, all you have to do is resist. And the Bible says that the devil will flee from you. Let's just go down because we're running out of time here today. Let's talk about Matthew 8:9. It says, the centurion soldier who asked Jesus to come and to heal his servant, and he finally decided, listen, Jesus, you don't even have to come. All you have to do is speak a word. Use your authority to speak a word. Matthew 8:9 says, because I too am a man under authority. In other words, he understood the power of being submitted to a higher power, because all the power that's in the higher power flows down, trickles down to you. So when you are under authority, you are authorized with all of the authority that is above you. So when we understand submission, we understand that we are not losing, but we are gaining. I can't go any further with this today, but I want you to know, my sisters, there is power in submission when you're submitted to the right one in the right way. This is Apostle E.J. Melvin. This morning I am your marketplace apostle, and I'm doing my best to set the captive free and open prison doors for them that are bound. Shake loose the bounds of bondage today and allow Christ and the word of truth to set you free. God bless you today. Have a wonderful evening.